till 11 o'clock, and then we'll see the Raptors win.
Okay. So
we have to go a few years to see that.
No.
Okay. So we've been talking about the Gzeirah of Chazal against bringing Kalim to the mikvah, but by contrast, the Mishnah had said that people can go, and that's the case that we spent a few weeks on already. Need the ma'aremes v'toveles, that the woman can go, and the clothes can even go as long as she's going. So the Gemara then says, so at the bottom of Chesav Aleph, so the Gemara finally says, Tani Chavasid, there of BB, is like six lines from the end. Klishin in Mer of Yom Tov, in Matbilanos of Yom Tov, Gzeira Shem Yesheh. That the reason that you can't bring a kli to the mikvah is because you were worried you might leave it over until Yom Tov. And Rava Amar Bnei Shneira Kemesakein Kli. Rava says, and this is what we've already seen that Rashi said throughout, that we're worried because it looks derabanan like you're fixing the kli because you're making it usable. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, if the concern is that by going to the mikvah, since you're now removing tumah from something, so it's near kemesakin, it's like a derabanan makav patish. So that's the case. Adam nami, it should be forbidden for people to go to the mikvah also because they go from being tami to tar. The Gemara says no. Adam nira kemekar, a person, it looks like he's cooling down. If he's going to the water, you don't immediately perceive that he's going to the mikvah. Right, you don't have indoor plumbing, so people are going in the river. So if people are going in the river, it's not for sure that they're going to the mikvah. They could be going to cool down. So the Gemara says, that's great, but hatenach mayim yafim. That's fine if he's going in clean water. But mayim raim mayikulimim, or what if he's going in dirty water? So the Gemara says, Ramnachum yitzchak pam shadam ba b'shrav v'rochetz afil mei mishra, because sometimes he comes, right, when it's a shrav. Right, shrav is hard to translate a shrav, but it's a hot, dry wind.
Chamsin.
That's a chamsin, exactly, or a shrav, whichever one you'll call it. But it's miserable. What? Chom. It's an extremely hot wind where you don't care if the water is dirty, you don't care what it is, you just want to cool down. It's miserable. Especially if you don't have air conditioning, you don't have fans, you don't have whatever. So the Gemara says, because Avrochat Afil Mei Mishra, he will soak himself in the water that they use to clean flax, it doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, fine.
But why is that permitted, though?
What do you mean?
Why is it, if he's not going to the mikveh, he's just going to cool himself off in the water, why is that allowed?
Why is it allowed? He's not touching anything.
What do you mean?
You're talking about because of Zeresh Merachatz, because of bathing. Let's get through the assumptions here. We'll come back. But the Gemara says fine. Tenach b'masachama, so that's fine in the summer. In the summer, most like Shammai can remember. You don't do that in the winter. Summer of Nachum Yitzchak, Pesach Shabbat, Menasada, Muchlach, Betidu Vitzavar, Ochet Avil, most like Shammim. Because sometimes you come back filthy, and you can have to clean yourself off, and that you can do, right? So apparently, this is not within Xeris Merchatz, right? Dipping into the water once would be fine, right? You're not actually showering. I assume that's the assumption here in the Gemara.
Whatever
happened before Kodem Xeris Merchatz or whatever.
Whatever happens to being worried about plant, you know, watering plants or stuff like that when you come out.
Well, you should be careful about that, but it doesn't forbid
it. You don't
it.
Seem concerned at all.
Well, the Gemara doesn't bring it up. But I assume you shouldn't then, you know, walk soaking wet on grass. So then the Gemara says, okay, then you would go even in the winter. So the Gemara says, Tenech b'Shabbos, Yom Kippur Ma'ik Elamimar. So that's fine on Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur when you can't go to... You're not allowed to shower. You're not allowed to clean yourself. So Amrava, mi kamidi de b'shabbos sharav yom kippur maser. You're right that you don't have nira kemekar, but nothing can ever be aser on Yom Kippur that wasn't aser on Shabbos. The whole of the Shabbos sharav yom kippur nami shari. So since it's mutar on Shabbos, must be mutar on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, really? Umiyasle the Rava ha'il. Does Rava hold that just because something's mutar on Shabbos, it must be mutar on Yom Kippur? But none. Achoshish b'shinav. If someone has a toothache, lo yigma b'hinas achome, it's av a metabel who kedarkom nisrapi nisrapi. So if it's Shabbos, so there's an iser of refuah on Shabbos, you can't. You can't just like rinse out your mouth with vinegar. You can't swallow vinegar, which is I guess the equivalent of their Listerine. But you can dip your food in vinegar, and if that helps, it helps. So the Gemara says, v'ramina na'Allah. We asked based on that, lo yigma upole, that you can't. You know, sort of, you know, spit it out. You can't drink it and then spit it out. But if you want to swallow, you want to drink vinegar, so go ahead. And that's what the Mishnah says when it says that it is usher, only means when you're spitting it out. So the Rav Amra filu teva megameo bolei, and Rav said no. Even if you want to, when it's mutter, it's when you're going to. No, that's right. When it's usher, it's going to when you spit it out. And Rav says even if you swallow it, if you're going to swallow it, velo kasha kam kodem tibul kam achar tibul. And it depends if it's before the meal, so it's mutter, because then people sometimes do that because it also apparently whets your appetite. It helps you eat, so it's not clear that you're doing it for refuah. So therefore, it's mutter. But after tibul, but after you've already eaten, you've already dipped, so then it's not helpful, and everyone knows you're doing it for refuah. So the Gemara says, "Vim isa." And if you think that we would say hoel, name a hoel of a kodem double shari l'achar tvil nami shari. So if you say hoel, so it should be mutter before or after. So the Gemara says, "Other way, Rabbi Vayi, you're right. We retract it from that, and really, it is mutter before or after." We might he had derbe dum meha hadderbe. And how do you know that he was choser l'kula? Maybe he was choser l'chumra. So the Gemara says, "Lo saka that can't be." Detanya kol chayavi tvilos tovlim kedarkon bein betisha bav bein biyom mekipurim, because Tvila is mutter on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Okay? So, yeah.
Are you allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av?
Mikardin, yeah. Right?
Because you're not allowed to wash, am I?
Correct. But Tvila is mutter, right? Or Tvila is mitzvah, at least. Right? Whether our Tvila is fine. Which is, we'll get to that. But out. But at least Tvila. I mean, you can look just at the first line in Tosfos, right? Dafka lahani she told him tefilas mitzvah bizman. Right? There's only tefilas mitzvah. Now, we don't have any tefilas mitzvah bizman hazeh, so it's never mutter for us. But if you had a tefilas mitzvah,
so like the Kohen Gadol to the
goes, yeah, exactly. He goes all the times that he does tefilah.
Which are on Shabbos as well.
Yeah, for sure Shabbos, but Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur. Now, we don't have tefilas mitzvah, so for us it's aser, but fundamentally it's mutter. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So now, there's a few things we need to...
Go in the afternoon.
Okay. Okay. So there's a few things we have to analyze here. So first, just...
So Tfilah on Shabbos, though, whether it's Tfilah Mitzvah or not...
Is Mutter. Well, that's what we're going to come back to, but it's Mutter. The question is why it's Mutter is what we have to figure out.
It's Mutter even if it's not a Tfilah Mitzvah.
Correct. Correct. Well, that's what we're going to get to, probably. Well, we'll see. Okay. So a few things we have to do. First is, the first stage in the Gemara that we saw is the final part of discussion of Kalim, right? Of bringing a Kli to the Mikvah. So we have two more reasons that we've seen. So far we had Shem, Yavi, Ren, and Dalet Amos. The last two reasons that we have here are either we're worried that if we allow you to bring something to mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you'll end up waiting for Shabbos and Yom Tov. We don't want you to do that. We want you to be prepared in advance. And the second thing is that it's near kimisakin kli, that it is on a derabban level as if you fixed it. Right? And Tosfos just clarifies that we're worried that, right, you'll say, right, look, the gzir shemayisha is, look, Yom Tov, I have time off, right? I'm off anyways, so I'll wait to bring the, right? The gzir shemayisha isn't like some theoretical concern. Like, we're all busy before Yom Tov. If we could just say, look, I'll bring my, you know, I don't have time to make it to the Kalim Mikvah before Yom Tov, but I have a salad bowl. I don't need it before Yom Tov. I need it for lunch. So I'll go 5 minutes earlier to shul, and I'll bring it to the mikvah. And I won't run out when, you know, everyone's running in and out of shul and everyone's going into sobis, right? This is a real svara, as Tosfos notes, that people are just freer but once Yom Tov comes. So that's reason. That's the reason the Gemara gives. First thing is just, what do we paskin l'maskana, right? Which reason? So as we've seen, Rashi, throughout the sugya, thought that the only thing that is maintained l'maskana is nirikim misakin kli, that it looks like you're fixing. But I just put it in the beginning that you have a machlokas amongst the Rishonim and the Echronim, which of these is actually true lahalacha. So in the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov says, "Ksli shenit maber of Yom Tov ein matbilan osa b'Yom Tov gzeri shemayisha osa b'tumaso." So he paskins like reason number three here in the Gemara, which is that it's gzeri shemayisha. You might leave it over till Yom Tov. Imay tzarach lahat b'mayim shabo matbaz a klima main amena choshesh, and then he brings all the qualifications from the Mishnah. But if you need to do hashak on the mayim, then you're allowed to, even when it's in the kli. In kli she'atar lo truma ratzal latvila kodesh mutzal latvila. if a kli is tar for truma, you want to bring it for kodesh. So you want to raise it from right from kadosh to even more kadosh. And we've already seen that the only time it's aser is by a deoraisa, right, by a risha, by an av, but not by shlishis and revis. And that's in the Rambam Paskins. So the Rambam seems to say the reason is Gzeir Shem Yisha, that we're worried you're going to leave over the Kli to Yantif. Problem is, Rambam in number 2 says, also Lahadgil Kalim, Tman Bishabbos, Mipneshu, Misakin Kli. That when he records the same halacha, not in Hilchas Yantif, in Hilchas Shabbos, he says the reason is Gzeir Shem Misakin Kli. The last reason, the Gemara, Adam Tamei, Motalitvam, Mipneshu, Nerekim, Mekar. But a person is allowed to go because it doesn't look like Misakin, it looks like he's just cooling off in the water. The Rif in 3 says to Chuli Amam Mias Kelim B'Shabbos Lo My Time on Rav Yosef Gzeresh Mishum Schita. The Rif takes reason number 2 in the Gemara, which is we're worried that you're going to squeeze out the clothes. And Tainach Kelim B'Nei Schita Nenu Kelim B'Lav B'Nei Schita Ma'ikal Meimar. And as the Gemara had said, that makes sense for clothing, but what about pots and pans that you're not going to squeeze? So the Gemara says Gzerah Hani Atu Hani. It's a Gzerah of all Kelim. So Rabbi Amar Gzira Shabbat Yisha, and Rabbi says you might leave it over. And Tanya Kavasi, there Rabbi Klishin Demer of Yom Tov Ein Mat Bilan Uzo B'Yom Tov Gzira Shabbat Yisha. So the Rambam has a stira, and Yantif he says it's we're worried you might leave it over to Yantif. In Hilchos Shabbos he says it's near Kmesak, and the Rif brings Schita and Gzira Shabbat Yisha and leaves out the fourth reason of Shema Misakin Kli. So we have Rashi who only quotes near Kmesakin. We have the Rambam, who has a stira between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yantif, and we have the Rif, who just quotes reason number 2 and 3. Right, Rambam is 3 and 4 stira. Rashi is only number 4. Now, is there a nafkamina, and how do you explain the stira in Rambam? So the Acharonim try to figure it out. I gave you a few, 4, 5, and 6, some of the suggestions in the Acharonim of how to deal with the Rambam. So, for example, the Rishon Letzion says, Re'isi lochiach kedas ha-Rambam zal, u'kumo she'pershu minazkin l'gamon yuches ha-mabdeiz, de'brais ha-v'yomtov ma'sizin b'shabbos. He says that the Rambam said it b'chavana, that Yom Tov and Shabbos are different. It is why. De'bi Yom Tov mutter lahatbil kli agav nima, v'b'shabbos aser. He says there's a halachic nafkamina to it also, which is, the Rambam would say that on Yantif, you're allowed to put the Kli in the water with if you need to be Metahar, the water. So he says, I think that's only true on Yantif and not on Shabbos. He says, why? Because I read Mefalginim ben Shabbos le Yom Tov, because we distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Bad Balas Kalim, Vitalia Milsa Kifum Tam Ha'Isser. And it's based on the reason. Be Yom Tov, the Isser Shema Yishe, Kol Dasrin Leila Hatbil Lehedya Bazelo Asi Leshahuye. Says Yom Tov, we're only worried of Gzeres Shema Yisha. Why aren't we worried of Nirikim Misakin? I'm not sure. Probably because on Yantif things are mutter for Ochel Nefesh, and things are mutter l'tzorach Yantif, and in Yantif we're generally more makeup for things you might actually need. So there's good reason to say that we wouldn't impose Derabbanan Gzeros, which would forbid you from doing things that you need on Yantif. That goes against the spirit of the Yisurim on Yantif as opposed to Shabbos. However, we are worried that you're going to leave over all your chores to Yom Tov. So for that, we'll make a gzera. But he says, look, if we say that you're only allowed to bring this kli to the mikvah, if you also happen to need the water, and you're already bringing the water and doing ashaka, so then you can bring the kli, we're not worried that for that scenario where you're doing it agav the mayim that you're going to end up leaving the kelim. So on Yantiv it's going to be mutter for you to bring your kli to the mikvah as long as you need it for the water as well.
Wasn't the kli that you're allowed to bring a kli theris that does not need tefillah?
No, you're, so the Gemara concludes it's even something that would need tefillah, right? That once you're bringing the water, you're allowed to bring it in whatever kli you want. So then he says, but Shabbos. Right now, Shabbos has no such dispensations. We don't say, oh, things are mutter because you need it for Shabbos. That doesn't work. So, disur mishum misakein. So, it's aser because it looks like you're fixing it. Aser, vafil meima, vafil yidei dli, vafil nidavid gadel, lushari ela dafka biyom tov. Right, so he says, I think that it's aser, all those heterim that we find in the Gemara of nida ma'aremes, where the woman's going, That's only Yontif and not Shabbos. And the bringing the water with the kli, that's only Yontif and not Shabbos. And he thinks that's how the Rambam's going to paskin. That the Rambam really thought that number 3 and 4 were both true, but for different cases. Yom Tov, the gzeira is, because we're worried, you're going to save the chores. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with doing preparation for Yom Tov on Yom Tov. That's what we always do. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov. Midaraisa na midarabanan, fine. We just don't want you to leave everything for Yontif. So there, as long as you're doing it in a weird way, it's nida ma'aremes biv gadao, or you're bringing the kli with the water, so then it's mutter. But Shabbos, where we don't take into account what you need for Shabbos, we just have gzeros, just like on the daraisa level, we don't make such dispensations. So there, it's a problem in misakin, and therefore he says the Rambam paskins against all these ukimtas in the Gemara, all these cases in the Gemara when it comes to Shabbos. So k'zachzim la'el midlo cause of a Rambam kolani shriyos didli neither v'gadel v'yomtov v'lo b'shabbos v'sulam idein. His proof is that the Rambam just doesn't mention any of them when it comes to Shabbos. So again, so according to Rishon Letzion, the Rambam thinks that when there are four reasons in the Gemara, right, Shema Yavirenu, Schita, Gzera Shema Yishem, or Misakin Kli, he says 1 and 2 are rejected of hand. 3, meaning Shema Yishem, you might leave it to Yontif, is accepted for Yom Tov. And that's more lenient, because we are only going to forbid straight out bringing a Kli to the mikvah, but not all these cases where you bring it to the mikvah when you're also going to the mikvah. On Shabbos, we aser it, because what's aser is Shema Misakin Kli, and therefore there's this objective nature to it, and therefore we're ossering on Shabbos. The Or Sameach and 5 suggest Das Rabbeinu to Shabbos to Mishum Misakin Oser Gam Nitma Vidlada to Oser Lat Bilo. The Or Sameach brings another Nafka, meaning he accepts this distinction of the Rishon Letzion. Doesn't quote the Rishon Letzion, but he accepts that same distinction, and he says another Nafka Mina was that we saw that it's the only thing that's Oser is it was Nitma Bivlad Hatuma. Be'avatoma. So he thinks that that's only true on Yontif. But on Shabbos, when Gzeira Mishum Misakin, unlike what everyone else said, that it's only Misakin when it's on a Daraisa and not on Darabana, he says, no, Misakin is Daraisa, Darabana. Anytime something is Tameh, it is Misakin. Gzeira Shemayisha is a weak Gzeira, so we only say it for Daraisas. We're not worried about all the Darabanas. I would have said the opposite. But the Or Sameach, trying to work out the Rambam, takes it this way. He says, "Mikom ba'akom aser b'Shabbos devi tikkun al yom tov kaven dan in an aser rak mishum shema yishel lo ichbad lanim yishem mashenit mivara tuma kaven detar minat torah." So he justifies his position by saying, "Look, we don't really care if you leave over things that are tar minat torah, because I would have said the opposite, right? I would have said if you're worried about chores, you're going to do your chores. So who cares? Daraisa derabanan, you're saving your chores for Yontif." If it's about misakein, so maybe this objective notion you're fixing it is only daraisa. But the Or Sameach flips it the other way. The Kovetz al Yad in number 6, I just put it because it was on Bar Ilan, but this is actually the position as I wrote in the top of the Maral Nach. It's just the Maral Nach is not on Bar Ilan. So the Maral Nach was asked, Shinish al Lamanasan Rabbeinu Tam b'Shabbos Mishum Misakein, uv'yomtov Mishum Shema Yishev, because of the B'Shabbos Kol Tikvon Asar Afilu Nitma Bo Bayom, av v'yomtov Lecha Shoshet Misakein Mishum Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. So he says explicitly what I said before, which is Yontif, because of Ochel Nefesh, we would allow you to do Tikkun on Yom Tov. Vein Asar Kiyem B'Nitma Kodem Yom Tov, av v'nitma v'yom Tov Mut B'Lahat Bil. The only problem is Zer Shema Yishev. So he said Nafka Mina is, when did it become Tameh? On Yontif, it's only a problem if it became Tameh before Yontif. If it became Tameh on Yontif, it's mutter to bring it to the mikvah l'chatchila. On Shabbos, it's aser even if it became Tameh on Shabbos, because there's an objective component. We're not just concerned that you are going to leave it over. So that's...
Just a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I may be remembering it incorrectly, but I thought the Rambam held that only 4 malachas are permissible on Yontif for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, not all of them. Like Havara.
And the Rambam says that Havara and Bishul are Mutar Lagam, right?
Right.
Right, but there are other ones that are...
They're all... So Metakin Kli...
Well, Metakin Kli is Darabana. That's the caveat here, right? Metakin Kli is Darabana.
Okay, it's not part of Makat the Pai.
No, it's a Darabana version of Makat the Pai there. So, right, so even whatever the Rambam would hold, the question is what are we going to impose on a Darabana level? But basically, Rishon Tzion, Sameach, Maral Nach, they all go in the same direction, which is it's not a stira on the Rambam. The Rambam said it. Bechavana, Yom Tov, because of Ochel Nefesh, we're not going to impose Isurim based on Nirakim Misakin, because We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't impose Yisurim on Yantiv. That would go against the spirit of the day, that would go against our ability to help Simchas Yantiv. We'll set up Gzeros that would protect Yantiv. Now, Gzeros Shema Yisha is a Gzeros which protects Yantiv. It ensures you don't leave over chores for Yantiv. On Shabbos, we're not worried about that. There is no Heter Ochel Nefesh, and therefore we will forbid things that make your Shabbos more, even if they make Shabbos more difficult, because that's what Malacha is, right? It's harder when you can't cook, but that doesn't matter. And then they bring all the nafkaminas, right? Maybe Ma'aremes V'Tovelas V'Gadea, or bringing the water, or all those are only mutter on Yom Tov and not Shabbos, the Or Sameach, the distinction between Avatoma and Vladatoma, and the Maral Nach, the distinction between something which became Tameh on Shabbos versus before Shabbos, on Shabbos that makes no difference, and Yom Tov that will make a difference. Number seven, just the last thing in this part of it, so the Magen Avraham, based on this principle that lahalacha we paskin, that at least on Shabbos the Isser is gzera because it's nirakim misakein. So he adds other things which don't appear in the Gemara, which he thinks are also aser mishum nirakim misakein. Magen Avraham in 7 says that aser levatel Isser b'Shabbos ubi yom tov dein lechatikon gadol mizeh. So there, without getting to the whole sugya, under certain circumstances, you're not allowed to be mevatel iser, right? You're not allowed to take a 60th part milk and put it in your chont lechatchila. If it happens, it's mutter, but you're not allowed to do it lechatchila. But there are certain cases where the Gemara says you're allowed to do it lechatchila. And without getting the parameters of when it's mutter lechatchila, Magen Avraham says, but even when it's mutter lechatchila, it's not mutter on yantif, because you're being metakin it. You're taking something which is aser, and you're being mevatel it, which de facto makes it mutter. And once you say that things which look like you're fixing are aser, so this is tikkun v'heichon mekalei aser yishari. And then he brings a distinction. He says, but nearly the yavish b'yavish in his arev mutter l'hashlech echa b'shabas deino l'chon rabama d'lavik m'sakein. This is only true of real bittul. But there are other things within bittul which are chumros, but not real bittul. For example, if you have three pieces of meat, two of which are kosher and one of which is not, so you're Maker didn't allow to eat all three, but we're machmir that you throw out one of them, because this way you aren't bevadai eating iser. So the Magen Avraham said that's only a chumrah. Maker didn't allow to eat all three, so to throw out the third, since it's only a chumrah, that you're allowed to do. But this issue of nirakim misakein, that it looks like you're fixing it, will forbid any case where you're actually being bevatal iser and therefore transforming something which is aser into heter. Okay, so that's sort of mini unit one from this, which is what is the maskana of the Gemara? Why is it aser, and are there nafkaminas to that point in the Magen Avraham's expansion? Okay, so now getting to the question of, well, again, why is it mutter for a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So, having read the Gemara, why is it mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? What was the Gemara's maskana?
This is a mitzvah.
Or even without mitzvah, right? Where the Gemara starts off by saying it's mutter because nirakim meikar, right? It doesn't look like misake. Now, limaskana, and the conclusion of the Gemara is that maintained.
No.
So, why not? How do you know it's not?
Because mitakin is a problem.
Well, yeah, but nirakim meikar should resolve that problem because it's not. It doesn't look like it's misakein, right? So limaskana, right? Is it true that it is? Now, the answer is not clear. Yeah.
If you think of limaskana on Yom Kippur,
right? So the key seems to be the simplest read of the sugya is that no, that was all a havamina, right? The havamina of the Gemara was that nirakim misakein is aser across the board. There's a The Havamina was, therefore, you can only go to the mikvah on Shabbos where I can circumvent the problem of Nirakim Misakein by doing something that doesn't look like Misakein, because I can explain away why I'm jumping into the river, because I'm cooling down, I'm cleaning myself off, whatever the case may be. But if I can't, it's Yom Kippur, so it should be Aser. But once the Gemara says that it's Mutter to go even Yom Kippur, when you aren't allowed to bathe, you aren't allowed to cool down in the water, so what seems to be the maskana of the Gemara?
That you could do it on Shabbos.
That's just mutter, right? Meaning, it might not flow conceptually, right? It may be that nirakim misakein should mean that it's usher to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. But remember, this whole thing is derabanan, v'heimamru, and they ossered it on yontif. They ossered it for kalim, and they didn't osser it for people. Why? I don't know. Is it because most of the time you can get away with making it not near kemesakin? Maybe. And once you can get away with it most of the time, even if it is near kemesakin, it's still mutter. Is it because going to a mikvah for a person is more necessary than bringing kalim to the mikvah? Maybe. Right? I don't know. But the point is, the simplest read of the Gemara is that while the havamina was that you need to find a way of going to the mikvah in a way that it doesn't look like you're going to the mikvah, the maskana is, doesn't matter. Just go. Well, right.
You could distinguish between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. If the Yom Kippur has to be for a mitzvah, and on Shabbos it's just...
Right. So on Yom Kippur, but on Shabbos, right, it seems to be mutter. Yes, Yom Kippur, as Tosva says, there seems to be a distinction because you need a mitzvah. Now, the question is what we just said true about Shabbos, or do we learn from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, right? That's really the question that faced the poskim, which is, was the maskana of the Gemara that on Shabbos there's no problem going to the mikvah whatsoever, mitzvah, no mitzvah, doesn't matter. It's just that on Yom Kippur you have an added problem because you're not allowed to get wet. So the only way to matcha that is mitzvah. Or do you say no, the maskana was that even on Shabbos you need a mitzvah to justify it. Right? It's just that when there's a mitzvah we're not gozer.
No, why can't you say on Shabbos it's because you're cooling off?
Well, what if it's a case where it wouldn't be evident, which is, right?
On Shabbos it's because you're cooling off, and I'm
curious. Okay, what we're going to see is there's a big halach lamaisa question. So let's say you're not jumping in the river, you are going to the mikvah, right? You're going to the mikvah, right? Is it us or is it mutter? Right? Well, depends. What was the havamina, though?
That you're going...
Well, they didn't have mikvahs necessarily like we do, right? They're out in the field, so whatever.
So you mean applicable to today?
Right, but the nafkamina is what about us, right? Our mikvahs are inside, right? Especially Friday night during the week, you don't have to make an appointment in big mikvahs. But even in big cities where you don't need to make appointments during the week, Friday night, you want to go to the mikvah, you need to make an appointment with the mikvah lady, right? Because people aren't normally there. You have to make an appointment, you have to go out, right? These are the things you find out in excruciating detail when you're married to Yuetze, because you find out everybody's problem is, because the most likely people to know the policy of any given mikvah in any city is a Yuetze. So anyone, you'll get on the Yuetze listserv. Does anyone know the policy of the mikvah in blah, blah, blah? Someone called me, they're in this city and that city and that, right? So I've heard the policies of 100 mikvahs, right? And some of them will be, we're open, you don't need to make an appointment, but you need to come exactly at Shkia, right? Some of them will be, you need to make an appointment. Some of them will be, we'll have, some mikvahs will rely on certain shitas to allow you to come before Shkia, as long as you don't see your husband afterwards, right? Based on certain shitas, which is only b'shas atak, and certain poskim don't like it at all, whatever. But the point is, it's a headache, and it doesn't look like no one, right? It's not near a kemesak, it's not near a kemekar, right? Everyone knows exactly what you're doing. You're going to mikvah, you're getting a balanit, you're set. So,
but nobody sees it. In other words, in those days,
the balanit's there. The balanit's there, right? And
if it's a Jewish neighborhood,
well, you hope nobody sees it, but there are also other women, right? Meaning, in a small town, maybe not, right? In Washington Heights, right? Where you have 1,000 Jews on Bennett alone, right? On a Friday night, they could have 4, 5, 6 women going to the mikvah. People are waiting in the waiting room.
But to be right? Near them in the mitakin, does it have to be that other people see it?
You see it, it looks like mitakin, there's no way of getting around it.
Right. Yeah.
Right? So, halachal maisa, the question the poskim faced is, what was the maskana of the Gemara? If the maskana of the Gemara was that even though it's near kemesakin, we weren't gozer lamaskana on people, so then it's mutter, don't give me a headache. If you say no, it's only mutter where it is near kemekar, and the only way to matter it, like on Yom Kippur, is a mitzvah, so then what you would need to do is justify that our going to a mikvah is a mitzvah. The problem is our going to a mikvah a mitzvah? Is a woman going to the mikvah?
What? It's hypothetical.
Why is that?
Because it's not a mitzvah today.
Right, but that would mean, but that's my point.
Hypothetical.
Right, would that mean that women can't go to the mikvah bismanazah on Friday night? Ah, well, that was the question that Faith Post gave, right?
It is some kind of mitzvah.
It is some kind of mitzvah.
But maybe it is safe of the mitzvah. This is the question that Faith Post gave, and that's what I want to explore.
Going to the mikveh is even...
Right, or what about men?
We call it
a mitzvah today.
Right?
There's more difficulty with the other side of this equation.
Look at the...
It means if you're in Florida...
We have like four sides. What was the...
It means that if you're in Florida, you go into the swimming pool.
It's right. not. It's not a mitzvah.
Because you're mitzvah.
So you wait 7 days. It's not.
Right.
It's
forget about the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. It means when you're in Florida, you could go swimming. You go.
We're going to leave the swimming and just marathons on the side just for now. We're just going to deal with the tefillah question. But this is the question that faced Poskim, right? Was what was the maskana of the Gemara? Was it that we don't have any problem with the maskana, even when it might be nerikim esakim, or no, right? We do have a problem, and you need to justify it. And then you need to figure out, is it a mitzvah to go to the mikvah? Okay, and that's, right, that Tosfos that we just looked at for a minute, right, notes that this is going to create a problem because kol chayav etvilos tovlin kedarkan ben betisha b'av ben yom kippurim, that's true only bismana gemara, because I knew dafka lahani should tovlin tefillah mitzvah bismana. The only time is when you're going to mikvah bismana, because if you say tefillah bismana mitzvah. But when is the zman, when is the mitzvah of a woman going to the mikvah? What day?
After
right? 7 days right after. Now. 7 days after she became a nida, yeah. Which is 5 days before she's allowed to go to mikvah. Because since we have Chorma Derb Zera, so they're not going to mikvah right. 11 or 12 days until after their Paresis Nida, which means that on Doraisa level, they're not going Bisman Mitzvah, right? They're not going Bisman Mitzvah. They're going 4 or 5 days after it.
Which means they're Zava. They're not...
Because of Suffix Zava. I mean, if they were an actual Zava, then it would be a Mitzvah.
Yeah.
But it's a Suffix Zava. It's a Chashash Zava, which they're probably not. And that's what he says, of a Hashtish, called Tvila Shinar Sersenu Toblos, Hainu Tvila Shalom Bismana. But nowadays, ours are not Bismana. The Hain Sofer Shivanakiyam, Misuffix Shain Zavos, because as we all know, they count 7 clean days, which is not Midaraisa, right? And Einan Toblos Pitish B'Yom Kippur. We say the Nafkamina, therefore, is... Now, Bismana Zeh, women cannot go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av because it's not a mitzvah, right? It was clear that at least Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av required a mitzvah to waive the isser of getting wet and clean, you know, and touching water on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It says, Miu yesh l'chalek adam b'yoma, the nidos v'yoldos, t'vilosan b'layla, zemadot t'vilosan b'yom, b'al keri tovu v'holei chara mincha, k'deish b'al t'vilos mincha b'tara, v'al achar mincha l'yitvol. Right there in this discussion, Yoma it says that women and right who are yoldos or zavos can go to the mikvah during the day, the balkari at night, so they can daven, etc. Well, achra mincha liyitbol, but after mincha they can't. For some time, the imishum tefilas ni'ila, and the Gemara says because you don't need it for ni'ila, hayochal hamkal ara laila viyitbol viyispal tefilas ni'ila, because go to the mikvah already shkia and daven ni'ila at night, you know, after shkia. V'amai ina tovu b'yom. So why don't you go during the day? Kadesh, tefillah bismana for the mitzvah. Alma shmaminok, the kasuvaru taina, the tefillah bismana, love mitzvah. That tana must be saying that tefillah bismana is not a mitzvah because we're willing to play with it, etc. Vilachi shari b'yom kippurim. So it sounds like it's mutar on Yom Kippur, even when it's not bismana. The Gemara says, miu b'tisha b'av, ein tovlim karmichanin minatignos, and tisha b'av we won't go. D'amar kedai b'es elkeinu la'be tefillah achas b'shana. That the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is reason to be mavatel tefillah even of a mitzvah at least once a year. And the Kamar of Yerushalmi that Horer Levi Kerb Chanina Ben Antignas for the Silchos Hakach Mishnah Damar called to Chayvei Tefillahs. We don't paskin like our Gemara. We say that at least on Tisha B'Av Lamaskana against our Gemara, even if it were a mitzvah, we wouldn't let you go. And Yom Kippur, we'd only let you if it is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah because nowadays we're not going to mikvah on time. Furthermore, they used to be involved in taros. There was a necessity to go to the mikvah. It's our litvul miyad kedishli tamu ataros. So there was compelling need. So nowadays, why is a woman going to the mikvah? To be with her husband. So still, right? She can't, even if you would be matir tefillah, she can't sleep with her husband Yom Kippur. So there's no reason to go. Yicholi lirchot v'lachov erev Yom Kippur. So let her get ready for the mikvah on erev Yom Kippur. Kadesh tisur k'sarav chalfevetz ma'ad motzei Yom Kippurim. So right after Yom Kippur, she'll just finish her preparations for the mikvah. And she'll go to the mikvah right after Yom Kippur. Mishum detzar chafir v'tzamach latfilah. Because you need to comb your hair, you need to scrub right before Tefillah. The Tisha B'Av, the Afilut Tidvah Yom Kippurim, the Tisha B'Av Asur L'Bayla, because if the only justification for going nowadays is that she's going to be with her husband, so Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, she can't be with her husband anyways, so there's no het there, right? So you don't have Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, and you don't even have the het there that she's going to be, there's the mitzvah of Ona, and there's no such mitzvah because it's Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, she can't be with her husband anyways, and therefore, l'halacha, we say you can't go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But this whole discussion only emphasizes the point that for Tisha B'Av and Yontif, you really need a mitzvah to justify it. If you think Shabbos is the same, so then we need to come up with a mitzvah. Now, what that mitzvah is not immediately obvious. So, what I want to quickly as we can, in the sugya do, is figure out what was the maskana of the Gemara. Right? Was the maskana of the Gemara that it is mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, period, no matter what. It's only Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av that require mitzvah to justify it, but on Shabbos it's mutter. Or is even Shabbos really usur, unless you can justify with Nira Kameker, and then we have to figure out why it is that women are allowed to go to the mikvah bizman. Is there a mitzvah component? If there is, what is that? It's not, again, it's not obvious. Some of the posts can think it is, but we'll see that it's a little bit trickier. Then it immediately jumps out at you. And that's what we want to figure out. So, first things first, is there's at least one tvila that is usur l'kulei alma on Shabbos, because of misakein, because it looks, or it actually is, fixing. And that is not a woman going to tefillah. That's the Gemara, I'll skip to 9. That is tefillah's gerus. Right? We paskin that a person cannot become a ger on Shabbos, because the tefillah is tikkun. Right? Ein lecha tikkun gadol mizeh. It transforms him from a goy into a Jew. So, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin that way. So if you look in 9 and 10, what? So
it is the source for baptism.
That's true. Okay. So the Gemara in Yevamos in 9 says, "Detanya Reish Bav Amar Malti Velo Tevalti." If someone comes and said, "I already did Mila, but I didn't do Tevila," Matvilan Osom Mavakach. Okay, so bring him to the mikvah. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Yosi Amar Ein Matvilan. You can. Okay. Lefichach Matvilan Ger B'Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore you're allowed to bring a ger to the mikvah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Ein Matvilan. So Amar Mar. So now that we come back to it. Lefichach Matvilan Ger B'Shabbos. Pshita, aren't you allowed to? Why isn't that obvious? Kevin Amar Yehuda B'chad Asagya. Heicha D'malef Anelu Matvilan. Mai Lefichach. So the Gemara says, Ma'u D'tem Le Rabbi Yehuda Tvila Iker. Why are you telling me that it's mutter? Why does Rabbi Yehuda think it's mutter? So I might have thought that the reason Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's mutter to go to the mikvah is because, sorry, you might have thought it was usur rather, is because tefillah ikar u tefillah b'Shabbos lo, because you might have thought that the main part of conversion for a Yehuda is the tefillah, is going to the mikvah, and therefore you can't do that on Shabbos, to come misaking gavra, kamash melon, the Yehuda oha boy. Rabbi Yehuda was unique, because Yehuda thought you didn't need tefillah and mila, right? If you don't need tefillah and mila, so going to the mikvah is not such a big deal. So it's not such a big deal, so then it's not misaking. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Matvilan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you really can't go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Why? Isn't that obvious? Pshita came down Rabbi Yossi Tartabin, and isn't that obvious? Rabbi Yossi thinks you need tefillah and mila. So tekune gavra b'Shabbos lo mitakninan. We don't fix someone on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detem le Rabbi Yossi mila ikar. V'hasam d'lohave mila b'faneinu. V'hechtave mila b'faneinu. Ema litvol ze b'shavasa. K'mashalon Rabbi Yossi tarte bai. Because I might have thought that Rabbi Yossi thinks that mila is the ikar. And it's just that when we didn't see the mila, so we want sort of some symbolic act, so we tell him to go to the mikvah, but really we assume he's already converted. K'mashalon, no. Rabbi Yossi really thinks that in order to be a convert, you need mikvah, and you need mila, and therefore going to the mikvah fixes him, right? It transforms his status, and therefore it is asur. And the ra'ah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is intense, is that's what we paskin. Adam near kamekar, u perish ra'azal, the tfilas ger, shasur b'shavas, v'bnei shum k'misakin gomor, v'chein perish ha'rajba, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and the reason is because going to the mikvah when you're tamei looks like misakin. Going to the mikvah when you are converting is misakin. Right? There's a bezdin, you're transforming it, it's a formal halachic act. That is misaking, it is usur. So there's at least one case where on Shabbos we say tefillah is usur because it is misaking. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not the case, but that's because he plays down the role of tefillah in Geirus. But fundamentally, we paskin that when it's clear, tikkun, it is usur.
Now, Zeros.
What?
Zeros.
So the only thing we know for sure is this, right? Is Gebros. That's the only one we have a Gemara explicitly about. Now, what about other tefillos? So the Rishon Letzion in 8, so he takes the simple, what I think is the simplest understanding of the sugya, which is that this is that the only time you need besides for Gebros, everything short of Gebros is just mutter on Shabbos. And that's what you learn from the Yom Kippur line, right? That anything, that for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av you need a mitzvah, but short of that, someone can go to the mikvah. And that's what he writes in 8. Haramam zalkasu b'perek chav gimel mech l'shabbos v'lashono aval adam tamei mutter litbo b'mnishin yirkem ikar kam l'shono ikal meidach amayla peyash Rambam mayim shenim yafim imosak shaman blessed with time the maker of us. Or why did the Rambam say, what if you're bathing in dirty water during the winter, that it should be usur? Right? Because if you really think you need nirkem ikar, you need to look like you're cooling off to permit it. So if it's the winter, so it doesn't look like you're cooling down, and it's filthy water, so it doesn't look like you're cleaning yourself off, so it's clear you're going to the mikvah, it's usur. Says the Yesh Lomar Lefum Maidamasa Kashas Tamrin Hol Vehotra Tvila Vechule Sulo Itzrich Lahanu Shinuye Dechike. So once the Gemara says that it's mutter to go to the mikvah, we don't need all these shinuye dechika, we don't need all these answers, that sometimes someone is hot, sometimes they're cold, sometimes they're dirty. Once we had a way of justifying why most of the time it looks like it's not misakein, so Chazal just weren't goes there on Adam ukviza lohotzer charambam lafarz velomer deshari litvo afilu b'mayim lo nechse kemekar, and therefore the Rambam doesn't have to tell you that make sure it doesn't look like mekar. No, the fact that most of the time going to the mikvah is near a kemekar means that Chazal were never goes there. The samach hamashikasev paragimel mechashviz asar, and he relied on the fact that in Hilchos Yom Kippur he said that kol chayvei tefilos tovlin kedarkan bein betishu bein yom kippurim adkan v'chayim de yom kippurim lechzem. Since on Yom Kippur it doesn't look like you're cooling off, and yet we say it's mutter. V'yafal bichin shari minei shari, and even so it's mutter. Ata lo meid de lo nechalek nami v'meyak shamim de kavasa. So recently Zion says, look, since most of the time going to the mikvah doesn't look like misake, so we never were goes there. It's just mutter lechatchila to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Period. End of story. You don't have to justify it. It's over.
Does the Rambam say anything about it? Nida
on
Shabbos, or does he?
He says cold. I mean, he just says the cold filos, right? You're allowed to go because you're a kamekar. Right? He doesn't. He just says you're allowed to go. Anyway, just tell me go. That's fine. Adam mutter tam. You're allowed to go. And that seems to be what I would have said the simplest understanding of Shulchan Aruch 12. Adam mutter litvol mitumasa b'Shabbos. Period. End of story. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Period. That's it. In 13. In Hilchos Nida, Shulchan Aruch says, "Im b'ayla b'ir mitvah b'zmanah shalavatam pir rivya filu layla achas." If,
but it doesn't say that the Shulchan Aruch Yom Kippur would say no.
Right, not on Yom Kippur. Right, on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is the added problem, as the Tosas brought up. Right, that nowadays it's not filu b'zmanah mitzvah, so it's aser.
Right.
But from the fact that were it not for the fact that we don't have tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah, it would be mutter on Yom Kippur, you learn that it's not about nirakimekar, it's just that it's mutter on Shabbos. And therefore, nida, no problem, go. And Shulchan Aruch says, even though we paskin that b'zmanah is at least tefillah b'zmanah lav mitzvah, because a woman is not going after 7 days, she's going after 11 or 12, still, when her husband's around, so she should go to the mikvah immediately, tanami mevatel from Puravu. So the Gemara and the Rama says, "Umutzer litvol del Shabbos, and lo yichol litvol kodem lachain." Then she's allowed to go Friday night. And he says, "Right, this is even if it's not zmana. Right, even if, let's say, this is the 13th day, or the 14th day. If she couldn't make it before, so she's allowed to go on Friday night, even if there's no compelling reason. Right, she could have gone on Thursday night. She could have gone on Wednesday night. I don't care. Right, if she couldn't make it to the mikvah before and her husband wasn't around, so she pushed it 2 days to Shabbos. Umutzer lechatchila." But in that case, it's only if her husband's around. But he says some people say that if she could have gone to the mikvah before, she just didn't. The first case he says where she couldn't go to the mikvah, like she was allowed to halachically, she couldn't make it. Now he says But some say that if she could have gone to the mikveh before, and she just didn't, so yesh amar shasur lit. Well, some say then it's asur v'cheinagum mikzas mikomos v'makom shein minag ein lahachmir. So then he already says, well, what happens if she could have gone before? So the Ramah himself says, I don't care if she could have gone before. And if there's no minag, so let her go, which it sounds like Shulchan Aruch. That, is there any problem going to mikvah and Shabbos? No, so I don't care if you could have gone before. I don't care if you just didn't feel like going on Thursday night. So you want to go on Friday night? Go on Friday night. I don't know why you want to push it to Friday night. It's a pain in the neck. But fine, you want to go Friday night? Gesundheit, hey, go Friday night. Some say, I don't love it. You could have gone earlier.
A kanas in that circumstance?
Right, so is it a kanas, or is it based on this? Right, that really you need to justify going to the mikvah, because really it should be us, or you just need a het there. But then, right, you could say, well, if you pushed it off, you lose your het there because you could have done it yesterday. But again, the Ramah himself seems to just say, forget it, there's no problem. Okay.
Het there, even though it's not a deraisa.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, again, I would have said, from the simple read of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, definitely the maskana of the Ramah, that even if a person just didn't go to the mikvah, and she could have, that with the makam she'ein minag, you shouldn't be machmir. They, like the Rishon Letzion, say, the maskana of our Gemara is you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. That's it, right? We just weren't goes there. The Taz, however, doesn't understand this way. And the Taz seems to understand that the issue here is no. It's that even on Shabbos, it maintains its isser. It's just that we matir it mishum mitzvah. So it's just that we have lower standards for mitzvah for Shabbos than we do for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we would need the d'oraisa, tefillah b'zman mitzvah. On Shabbos, we don't need that. What do we need? So he says in 14, in Baila Be'ir, Zeu afilu man desfir le'betur, tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah, in komakom mishum peri rivya v'adei mitzvah. He says, it's very simple. What's the mitzvah? Purvu. And then he says, "And afilu Rabbeinu Tam, the pasuk tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah." And even the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that tefillah b'zman is never a mitzvah, mikol makayim shari lemitvah mishum mitzvahs kiyum ona. And then he brings another possibility: maybe the mitzvah isn't puravu, the mitzvah is ona. Right? It's simply the mitzvah of being together. Afilu b'shol b'shas ona chashuv mitzvah, and being with your wife is a mitzvah always. Sha'ish mesamech is ishto b'tashmish. That is a mitzvah always. And that's a befeirish gemara in Psachim. The siyam sham that nagu anashim lizar shal litvul b'shabbos elam kein baila be'ir said based on this, people say that women should only go to the mikvah if their husbands are around, right on Friday night rather. V'loy efshar kodam, and you couldn't have gone before. Right, that's the minhag of Ramad. V'chiyai gavna tefillah mitzvah mishum ona, and then the tefillah is a sort of a mitzvah because of ona. V'af al gav the parakshein of beitz amrin the kol tamei tovul b'shabbos from nirka maker atzmo. Even though the simple understanding of the Gemara is that it's mutal lechatchila, ha'edna shiny the lohag the maker atzmo b'shabbos mishum mayim. He says people don't do that. They don't cool down in water, so therefore it is should be usher. So if it should be usher, then the only reason we waive it is because of mitzvah. Because it is near, it's not near a kemaker. I'm kinlo near a kemaker. Al karcha akadvarav harech lo hiter shalo belo hayalit vo called Shabbos. And why were people machmir? Because they said, look, we think that the Gemara's maskana is that it's really usher to go to the mikvah and you need to be matir with maker. Now we understand that bizman hazeh never looks like maker. But as long as I can find a mitzvah, so just like on Yom Kippur, it's not near a kemaker and we waive it for a mitzvah. So for a mitzvah kol shehi, will be makil on Shabbos as well. But if she could have gone on Thursday, so then we don't allow her because it's not really a mitzvah. She could have done it yesterday. And he says, and even if her husband was away, right, and he came back on Friday, so what? So she could still have gone Thursday. If she was already ready to go to the mikvah on Thursday, she should have gone on Thursday.
There's a flaw in that logic, though, because the mitzvahs are still mitzvahs. Peruvu is still a mitzvah every day.
Yeah, but the husband's not there, so what's she going to do?
No, but he is here now. He is here now.
He is here now, yeah. Right? But now she should have gone to the mitzvah. I mean, okay, the mitzvah on Friday night was lav dafka. Right, now, you could have just said it's still a mitzvah. But I would have said there's a bigger problem, right? Which is, Puravu is only going to get you so far, because it's only going to explain why women could go to the mikvah on Friday night when they are having children, but not when, right? Not when they're when they can't have children anymore, not when they're pregnant, right? If, for whatever reason, in the first 3 months, someone could be pregnant and still have to go to the mikvah, right? Because there is blood, which is yotze, right? It could be that she's nursing and can't go to the mikvah. It could be she's on birth control and therefore she can't become pregnant. But it's purvu, right?
The same argument. Once you're making it for somebody who can have children, it's for everybody.
Right, I mean, but that comes back to what we said, is that if you think the maskan of the Gemara is that it's mutter, so then you don't have to distinguish. If you think the maskan of the Gemara is no, that it's really osur unless you can find a justification, mm-hmm. so then you need to say it's a mitzvah. So sure, a woman who's trying to get pregnant, puravu.
Right.
But if she's not, if she's on birth control, she's postmenopausal, she's pregnant, she's nursing, right? So it should be usher for her to go to the mikvah.
But he mentioned right? another mitzvah, didn't he?
Ah, so then he mentions. So he says, no problem, ona. But there is a problem, right? Ona is the mitzvah of intimacy. Great. Whose mitzvah is that? The husband's. Right? So that makes no sense, right? That alpanav seems to make no sense, right? Because what are you saying? The chiyuv of mitzvah of ona is the chiyuv, as he says, chiyuv bala lesamcha, right? So the woman is chayev to allow her husband to fulfill his mitzvah to make her happy. But what if she said, I don't want to because I have no mitzvah? So then it should collapse, right? Bias, but that's not what he says, right? He presents a very sort of convoluted argument, which is, it's a mitzvah because the husband has a mitzvah, but when does the husband have a mitzvah? Only if she goes to the mikvah, right? She has no proactive mitzvah. If she goes to the mikvah, mimela, her husband will be chayav, but while she's still in nida, her husband has no obligation. So she, what, has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah to create a situation which her husband has a mitzvah, right? That's not a mitzvah, right? It would be the same thing as saying
preparation for the mitzvah.
Yeah, but what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is what? That her husband's going to be masamcha. So what if she would say, I'm just not in the mood? So then, does he have a mitzvah? No, right? Because it's chiyuv lisamcha, right? Mitzvahs, the Tana seems to be formulating a proactive mitzvah on her part, but that's not what we know about mitzvah's ona. Mitzvah's ona seems to be a mitzvah on his part, not a proactive mitzvah on her part. So this is already, right, a little bit, right, shaky logic, right? And just to, right, so I always sort of had a problem with this Taz.
What's about Lo Sasa?
What's the
he'll have my relationship.
Yes, right. We're not concerned about that because of Paspasala. We're not worried about that, right?
About
the same reason we don't ask for Yichud. We're not concerned about that. If there's an actual concern, Yesh Ladun, but we in general don't. So this Taz is a little bit of a problem. So I would have just said, okay, you don't have to come on to this because it's very simple. The answer is there's no way to go to the mikvah in the first place, like the simple read of Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Rishon Lezion and the Rambam, right? There is just no Isser. But within the Taz's world, you come up with this somewhat circular logic that the woman has to go to the mikvah because if she goes to the mikvah, then her husband will have a chiyuv to be mesameh her, so mimela she should create that situation. Right? It's already a little bit shaky. So some of the achronim just say, well, what must be true, and this is not true in the Taz. The Taz is explicit that it's his mitzvah. Some of the achronim just say, like Vade Sholchan just says, no, it's a mitzvah. Just like a husband has a chiyuv of ona, a woman also has a chiyuv of ona. Right? Why do you assume the mitzvah is only on the husband? The mitzvah is on the wife also. Now, that's also not obvious. Because if you look, I'll prove this quickly, but if you look from 18 to 22, right, very, very quickly here, the Gemara in 18 is justifying why halachically, there are very few limitations on right. There are very few limitations in how husband and wife can be engaged in intimacy, right? The Gemara says, right, brings a case where a woman was complaining that he was having bishul kederech, and he said it's mutter, right? It's mutter. Right. Why? So if you look at 19, the Ran says why? Because kiddushin, right? Likicha. That's how it's defined, that when you're married, so then that matters intimacy, however you want to be intimate. It's mutter. Okay? Now, from here, the Achronim try to argue, so you see that women also have a mitzvah of ona, which is derived from ki kach ish isha, that the very fact of marriage matirs intimacy, right? And since ki kach means that she becomes mutter, by marrying she enters into a situation where she has a chiyuv towards her husband. That's what seems to emerge from 18:19. So that's like what Badei Shulchan and Rav Vosner imply, that that a woman has a parallel chiyuv of ona. However, it's not so clear, because if you look in 20 and 21 and 22, so it's true that if a woman refuses to have intimacy, that's a problem, right? That's a case of moreda moredas, right? If a husband doesn't want to be intimate, or the wife doesn't want to be intimate, so either you add to the ksuba or you subtract from the ksuba and you force them to get divorced, right? That's the Gemara in number 20. But if you look in, we'll look in 21. But does that mean that there's a mitzvah, right? What else could it be, right? Some of the Achronim are implying from here that a woman has a parallel mitzvah's ona. But it could be something else. Not a mitzvah, but...
contract, yeah.
Yeah, a chov. I mean, marriage, part of marriage is, right, that the husband and wife are going to be intimate. That doesn't mean it's a mitzvah, it's just a reality. It's part of the nature of marriage. So if you look, for example, in 21... So the Gemara says, "Ha'omer liisha konem shani misham sheikh harizav v'alyachil dvaro." If a husband says, "I am making a neder, or really a konem, that I won't be with you," so that doesn't work, right? The Gemara says it does work. That's a good neder. Gemara says, "How could it be a good neder?" V'mishtabid l'midaraisa. He has to be with her. Tichsiv sheiraksu savanos alo yigra. Right? He has to be with her. It's an iser daraisa. So the Gemara says, "Ba'omer hanaz tashmi sheikh alai." So it's where he plays games with it, and he says that I can't benefit from you. So he didn't say I'm not going to be with you. He just said I can't benefit from you. So mimela, I can't be with you. And in nidarim, that circumvents the problem. So the Gemara says, don't we normally say Tashmisha Alayach that we force him to be with her? The Gemara says, no, has not Tashmisha Chalai Aser, Shein Machin Lalaadam Davar Aser Lo. It's true, but we wouldn't force him because, right, then we're forcing him to do something which is Aser for him. Now the Rashba says, V'hu adin lomer l'ishtra not Tashmisha Alayach, Shekofen Oso, Mishamsha de Shibu de Mishabed Lo, V'harezek Oser Alem Mashu Shalah. Umistabra, but he says the same thing is true if the woman would make it, right? That her nether wouldn't be chal. But he says, why? Umistabra, the law mishum mitzvah bavad, kamar mishum dinishtabu zelazel lakach shayidekach amdu vinisu. Sorry, he's still talking about a man. He says, the reason we would for a man's nether wouldn't work, and he would, even if he made the nether, he would have to be with his wife, because he has a mitzvah of ona, and he has a chiyuv of ona. But he says, but a woman isn't obligated. And despite that, the neder won't work. So the Rashba says, it's true that both a husband and wife have certain obligations to each other. But not like what some of these Achronim claim, that there's a chiyuv on the woman. There isn't. She has, just like a husband, a contractual obligation, right? Which is part of what it means to be married. But the special mitzvah of Sheirak Susavo Nasalo Yigra is a mitzvah which is meant to protect the wife. So it is a mitzvah on the man. But the woman has no such parallel mitzvah. It's only a shibud without a mitzvah. Okay? Again, I don't want to go through all the proofs, but the Rashba says that pretty clearly. Now, if we come back to the Taz, we have a problem. Because if you think that the only thing that matters, going to the mikvah on Shabbos, is a mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of ona of the wife, and the Rashba says, but the woman has no mitzvah's ona, the conclusion should be, according to the Taz, that a woman isn't allowed to go to the mikvah on Friday night, which is not how we paskin. So the Taz comes up with this sort of convoluted logic, which is she has a chiyuv to allow her husband to enter into a situation in which he has a mitzvah. Right, the Badei Shulchan suggests, well, maybe the Rashba is wrong, right? Maybe a woman really does have a parallel chiyuv of ona. But the simplest understanding of the sugya is that, like the Rishon Lezion, that the pshat in Shulchan Aruch is that once we said it's mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, it's mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So don't try to come up with chiyuvim, because every time you come up with a chiyuv, there's going to be a flaw. You can come up with puravu, I'll find you a woman who's not being mekayim puravu. You're coming up with ona, so I'll explain to you, the woman doesn't really have a chil onor. I'll come up with some justification from a Rishon, an Achron, Gemara, whatever, that there's no such mitzvah. The right answer here is that there is no such right issur to begin with. That the maskana of the Gemara is that it is mutter to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Okay, we're going to have to stop there. Next time we'll just polish off the last bit halacha l'maisa here, which is the Magen Avraham of the Ber Halacha, and then we'll continue. Okay, say almost.